Scientists may soon be embracing the term, do it for the gram. A study finds that scientists who post selfies on social media are perceived as more trustworthy and no less competent than scientists who only post pictures of their work. For more on the study, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Paige Jarrow, one of the leaders of the study and a former science communication specialist at Louisiana State University. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
I keep thinking of Bill Nye, the science guy, you know, that British physicist, Brian Cox. You know, these are brainy people who still seem like they're your buddy. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to look very far to find a common stereotype that scientists are wicked smart, but they're awkward nerds. So Princeton University psychologist Susan Fisk has shown that scientists are perceived by most people as very competent, but not very warm or friendly. So this stereotype is really a problem when it comes to trusting scientists, because we trust people whom we perceive as warm. And it's made worse by the fact that most people just don't know a scientist personally and never witnessed their work in action.
So in this study, what you did was just compare the way people accepted the scientific information based on whether they saw a smiling face or any kind of face. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I joined forces with several scientists' Instagrammers to explore whether selfies could change people's stereotypes of scientists. So we conducted an experiment where we showed around 1,000 people either selfies of scientists in scientific settings or those same settings without a human face in the picture. So in one example, that was a scientist pointing to a colorful bioreactor, and in the other, that was just the bioreactor sitting on the lab bench.
Okay, so obviously one's going to be a little more friendly than the other and generate more interest.
Yeah, exactly. So we found that people who saw the selfies, especially female scientist selfies, evaluated the scientists as very competent but also very warm or significantly warmer than people who saw control images or the science-only images. So we think these selfies are really acting as a bridge to bring the scientists and the non-scientists together in a way that they can start to trust each other. Because especially seeing scientists as a diverse group of people that include women helps to start to break down the stereotype that we've lived with because we just don't know any better.
It sort of does raise questions, though. I mean, if we're allowing our imagery and the way we look at people to color the way we think about the work they do, are we getting into some worrisome areas about sexism, ageism, racism, and so on?
You know, that's a very good question, and I think we just have to understand that for a long time, scientists have, we have things we have to say on public debates. And for people to think scientists are very competent but not have this warm and fuzzy feeling where they can trust and take their advice to heart, fixing that, I think, is a good thing, regardless of what other things come to light of that. And showing scientists as a diverse group of people and not just uniform and someone we can't relate to, I think is very important.
So scientists are people too, it turns out, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks for your time this morning. That's Dr. Paige Jarrow, one of the leaders of a study that took a look at how people perceive scientific information and found that they're more likely to trust it and believe it if they can see the face of the scientists behind it.